was not even a total eclipse. Sighing, she pushed aside these stray thoughts as she snugged her scarf tighter about her neck. She had more important concerns. If she could land the Delta bank account, her track to partnership in the firm was assured. She allowed this thought to buoy her across Market Street toward the BART station. She reached the station just as the next train approached. Fumbling her transit card through the reader, she hurried down the steps to the platform and waited for the train to come to a stop. Content she would make her meeting in plenty of time, she raised the cup of mocha to her mouth. A yank on her elbow pulled the cup from her lips. Hot mocha splashed in a chocolate arc as the cup flew from her hands. Gasping, she swung around and faced her attacker. An elderly woman, dressed in mismatched rags and a tattered blanket, stared up at Doreen with eyes that looked somewhere other than here. Doreen had a flashback to her mother in bed, the reek of urine and medicines, slackened features, and those same empty eyes. Alzheimer's. She stepped back, reflexively guarding her handbag under an arm. But the old woman, clearly homeless, seemed no immediate threat. Doreen expected the usual inquiry about spare change. Instead, the woman continued to stare at her with those empty eyes. Doreen took another step away. A twinge of sorrow pierced through her anger and fear. The eyes of the other commuters slowly turned away. It was the way of the city. Don't look too closely. She tried to follow suit, but could not. Maybe it was the flash upon her own long-buried mother, or some twinge of sympathy, but either way, she found herself speaking. "Can I help you?" The old woman shifted. Doreen spotted a half-starved terrier pup hidden among the drape of rags about her ankles. It stuck close to its master. Doreen could count every rib on the thin creature. The homeless woman noticed Doreen's gaze.
"Brownie knows," she said hoarsely, her voice graveled by age and the streets. "He knows, all right."
Doreen nodded as if this made sense. It was best not to provoke the mentally ill. She had learned that with her mother.
"I'm sure he does."
"He tells me things, you know."
Doreen nodded again, suddenly feeling foolish. The train doors opened with a whoosh behind her. If she didn't want to miss the train, she'd best hurry. She began to turn away when a withered arm shot out from under the tattered blanket. Bony fingers clutched her wrist. Instinctively, Doreen yanked her arm away. But to her surprise, the old woman hung on. With a shuffle of rags, the woman moved closer.
"Brownie's a good dog."
The harsh voice was thick with spittle.
"He knows. He's a good dog."
Doreen broke the woman's grip.
I must be going."
The woman did not resist. Her arm vanished under her blanket's folds. Doreen backed her way into the open door of the train, her eyes still on the old woman. Left alone, the woman seemed to recede into her rags and tormented dreams. Doreen found the pup's eyes staring back at her. As the train doors closed, Doreen heard the homeless woman muttering,
"Brownie, he knows. He knows we're all gonna die today."
1:55 p.m. PST, 11:55 a.m. local time, Aleutian Islands, Alaska. On the morning of the eclipse, Jimmy Pomaatuk worked his way up the icy slope with practiced care. His dog Nanook trotted a few paces up the trail. The large Malamute knew the trail well, but, always the loyal companion, he still kept wary watch for his master. Trudging after the old dog, Jimmy led a trio of English tourists, two men and a woman, toward the summit of Glacial Point atop Fox Island. The view from there was spectacular. His Inuit forefathers had come to this same spot to worship the great orca, building wooden totems and casting worship stones off the cliffs into the sea. His great-grandfather had been the first to take him as a boy to this sacred spot. That had been almost 30 years ago. Now the spot was listed on countless tour maps, and the Zodiac boats from the various cruise lines offloaded their human cargo onto the docks of the picturesque village of Port Royson. In addition to the quaint port, the other prime attraction to the island was the cliffs of Glacial Point. On a clear day like today, the entire Aleutian chain of islands could be seen spreading in an infinite arc. It was a sight considered priceless to his ancestors, but to the modern world, it was $40 a head off-season, $60 during the warmer months.
"How much bloody further is this place?" a voice behind him said. "I'm freezing my ass off here."
Jimmy turned. He had warned the trio that the temperature would grow colder as they neared the summit. The group was outfitted in matching